So I'm going to walk you through my mind real quick. Tell you what, this lockdown sucks. So I was just thinking about how bad the current one we're going through, the fourth industrial revolution, is gonna pan out. Just thinking about it. And I started thinking it's gonna get so much worse because this is happening so much faster than it did any of the other times. And all the other times, I mean, you go back and start reading up on what happened at each industrial revolution. There was always violence. There were the Luddites that went after the new fancy automatic, fuck those things are called. Oh, I'm so high right now. Jesus Christ, I can't remember what it's called. Looms. There we go. They went after them. Now, we're not going to be able to go after robots because the robots aren't to that level yet. The AI, though, that we can do. And that we can do quickly. This is like one of those moments. I think this is how we would have felt if we knew a nuclear bomb was being developed. Like if it was on the news every night that says, hey, we got this new technology and it might stop the war. Thermonuclear devices and how they work at 6. People would be freaking the fuck out. So they kept it on the DL, you know? And then when it got tense, they boom, boom, pulled the old double tap, and the rest is history. But we see this coming. There's a lot of people, very big and smart people, that are seriously worried about this thing. And I think a lot of us need to start taking it a lot more seriously. I was listening to Joe Rogan and Elon Musk, and he was saying that eventually robots will become so good that you'll need a strobe light to be able to see them. So they're going to be super quick, super strong. And if they're not good things, super deadly. And I mean, it won't even be a war. It'll be an extermination. Best bet, you got some kind of bunker and you can completely seal it. But this thing's probably checking the ground and... yeah, no, we would be royally fucked. But that's one possible way in the future. Like, that's still, I don't know, at the rate we're going, 30 years away, that's like forever. It's like a century. 30 years, we're advancing so quickly. It's like, I remember watching a video just last year saying that they're about 10 years into this. And boom, next year, there it is. I mean, you watch the Deep Mind, AlphaGo, AlphaStar, like all those AIs that, you know, they learn super quick. Yeah. When that takes over, a shit ton of us is going to lose our jobs. And it's happening so quick, I don't think we'll recover well. Because, I mean, it's going to take over pretty much everything clerical. Everything's going to be automated. You go to order food at the drive-thru. You pull up and AI takes your order. You pull up to the window, swipe your card. A tray comes out with your food. Completely automated. So that way you just have to own it and maybe two or three people to maintain it. That's what's coming. They've already got driverless pizza delivery vans. They've got a whole system Sorry, I'm super high right now and I lost track of thought. They got a whole system that just conveyor belts pizzas. So you don't have to have a pizza delivery guy anymore. You just say your pizza's here, walk outside, get it from the van. You'll never see a person. And these are jobs that when they go, where are all the people that are just trying to get by gonna go? They're not training for new work because they don't have the ability to focus on everything in the world. There's just too much information coming in all the time. So they're keeping their head down. And if it doesn't concern you by next week, because that's when rent's due, shut the fuck up about it. That's why all these people don't give a shit about climate change. They're worried about when they're going to get paid so they can pay their bills so they can live somewhat comfortable. That's all we all want. We just want to be comfortable. These jobs are not going to recover quickly. So if you have the ability to, and you're doing one of these clerical jobs, or you're working at a burger joint or a pizza joint, if you're, hell, they're talking about going after lawyers, you know, paralegals. You know, if you do anything that has to do with like data entry or making documents, you need to start retraining. You need to get into something that requires a little bit of dexterity because the robots aren't there yet, but the AI is. So you gotta learn how to be a plumber, an electrician. We're going to have to learn. That's how we're going to have to adapt, is we're going to have to be pumping through the trade schools. That might do real well because we got all these college educated people that aren't making any money. So if we can get them to go to trade school so they can make money, I mean, that might be a new form of education. They might figure it out. See, we're all going through an evolution right now. And these are like growing pains. That's what all these revolutions are, is the first industrial revolution, boom, there was growing pains because you have to evolve into the new environment. So we're evolving right now. But it's going to hurt for a few years. And I've been saying it for a bit. I'm like, I don't think this is anywhere near being over. I don't think it's gotten as bad as it's going to get. You know, people look at you weird and it's just like, all right, you're just being paranoid. And it's like, eh, definitely. Weed absolutely does that to me. But I'd rather have the knowledge and not need it than need it and not have it. So I'm going to start looking to go into some kind of like electrician apprentice program. I think that's probably the best route. So when my job, because they're already talking about it, goes away, I'm able to just transition right over and hopefully won't have to live on the streets. I think that's everyone's fear. And there's a lot of people on the streets right now. Driving around, I'm seeing just people lined up outside buildings. Like, how in the world is the richest nation in human history have such an ability to take care of its own citizens? It wouldn't be difficult. Money's a human creation. Yeah, there's rules to it, but it's a piece of fucking paper. Hell, cryptocurrency doesn't even exist. It exists in the reality that we created, we now call the internet. That's where it exists. It does not exist in the three-dimensional realm. It's in some bullshit that we made. It's just something that we assign value to things, I guess, for status, for the hierarchy. like a Jordan Peterson, you know, it's like we need to build a system of hierarchy. Otherwise, we fucking implode. I don't know. Like, I don't know, like, what happens if we just go, you know what? There's enough resources for everyone. I mean, literally, there's huge swaths of land that's not being used. And you could build a home for $50,000. Why isn't Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk buying up acres of property, putting fucking cheap houses out, going, there you go. If you make under this much, you're fucking qualified. Build a little shopping center over there. It's all private, so you won't have to go through all the government red tape. But we have people. Elon Musk just became the world's richest man. Now, I know, look, I love Elon. But God damn it. You don't need to dig tunnels. Now, unless you're digging tunnels to build apartments underground, I would agree with that. You know, California is probably not the best place to do that, as we all kind of expect it to eventually sink into the ocean. I mean, we're all kind of waiting for it. I mean, it kind of imploded. I mean, maybe, I mean, who knows? Maybe this is, let me throw a prediction out there. Maybe this is good that people are leaving in droves. So when the big one hits, because the planet's warming up, we don't know how that's going to affect the crust. So there might be a serious ticking time bomb going on right now. So if you're in California, I would seriously suggest looking to leave. Because if something like that were to happen, and you know how reality likes to just drop some shit you just really wasn't expecting. We haven't talked about California earthquakes in a minute. I haven't heard shit about it on the news. When you least expect it. That's all I'm saying. I wouldn't be living in California right now. I'd be leaving. Jesus Christ. So depressing, all of it. Oh well. Thanks for listening to me rant and go on and on and on about shit that worries the fuck out of me. But who knows? Maybe we'll figure it out. Hopefully we figure it out. You know? There's got to be some way to figure it out. We are not doing a good job. Too much ego out there. You know what? A lot of y'all need to take some DMT. Now, I'm not telling you to do DMT. I've never done DMT. I want to. But I hear it kills your ego. And it completely changes your life. Maybe that's what we need. Maybe we all need to go up to a government window, take a couple hits of DMT, realize that this is all a simulation, and chill the fuck out. You don't have to make it so hard. All right, you guys have a good night.